God covered the cross with darkness, not for himself, because in Psalm 39 we read that even darkness is for God like the bright day. But he covered because of us. He didn't want anybody to see the face of his son when he was a sin bearer during the 3 hours of darkness, when the wrath of God had smitten Messiah. So nobody should see the changed face of his son. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, the righteous one, bared our sins and was identified to sin in us, to the sinful nature. He remained the perfect one, the sinless one, but he was identified by God as a judge when the wrath of God fell upon him. The wrath that should have been our part in the lake of fire for eternity fall over him in these 3 hours of darkness. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And you see, Isaiah 53 verse 10 speaks about this judgment of God. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. We have to distinguish between what man in his badness did to the Lord and what God did during the dark hours when he was the sin bearer. Why is it written, it pleased the Lord? For the heart of the Father, it was so terrible to see his son suffering in this way. But it pleased the Lord because it was the only way to save lost sinners. In this way, it pleased him because of the aim to save us. But it was terrible for the heart of the Father. But by the way, the Bible never says that the Father bruised him. Of course, it was God the Father who bruised him. But the Bible says always God did. The Lord did. And the Lord Jesus does not say, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? The Bible says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there is a difference. And there is a meaning. And Psalm 69:26, Messiah says, speaks about his sufferings. But then, in these verses, King David speaks about Messiah and says, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten. And Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In Psalm 102:24, we hear again the voice of Messiah crying to God, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. But it had to be so. We learn from Psalm 90, a psalm of Moses, written during the journey through the wilderness after the Exodus. And there he says, for an Israelite it was normal to live 70 years, maybe even up to 80 years. Moses was at the end 120, but this was special for that time. 70 years is normal. So we read in Psalm 90 verse 10, the days of our years are 70 years. So 70 years. Yet is their strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. It's interesting to compare with the genealogies of the pharaohs at that time in Egypt. So the average life of an Egyptian at the time was 30 years. Of course, they could get older, but many died earlier. But the average was 30. But for the Israelites, the average was 70 up to 80. It's amazing. Because God's commandment in the Torah were given to prolong the days. And this was a fact. But you see, the Messiah should be cut off in the midst of his days. And so the Lord Jesus died at 33. This is around the midst of the days of an Israelite. And then 16, victims' death near Jerusalem. When God called Abraham to offer his son, he said in Genesis 22 verse 2, "And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Now, look at the text carefully. God didn't say, offer Isaac on Mount Moriah. Most people believe that, but it is wrong. God says only, go into the land of Moriah. Moriah was the well-known mountain, later on called also Mount Zion in the Bible. On the southern part of this mountain was the city of Salem, the city of King Melchizedek, in the time of Abraham. So this was a well-known mountain. And God says, go to this region, to the land of Moriah. And then, upon one of these mountains around Moriah, you have to offer your son. And Abraham was ready to do so, but we know it was just a test of his faith. And then he was allowed to replace Isaac by the sacrifice of a ram. Exactly what he told to his son when going to the chosen place of offering, the son said, "My father, yes, my son, here's a knife and here's the fire. Where is the sacrifice for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a burnt offering, my son," was the answer. And so they went, and Isaac, who was a sinner and could not die in our place, was spared, replaced by a ram. But then, we read in Genesis 22, verse 14, "And Abraham called the name of that place Adonai Yireh." The Lord will provide. What will he provide? He had already the ram. He was already offered. He will provide the true sacrifice for sins. And Moses explains, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So this was a prophecy that Messiah would die in the land of Moriah, on one of these mountains there, and exactly the Lord Jesus was crucified on the northwestern hill, just beside the Temple Mount, on the Rock of Calvary, outside the Gennat Gate of the so-called second wall of Jerusalem at that time. At that time it was outside the city. Today it's inside the old city. And we know for sure by archaeological proofs that this is the place of the crucifixion. So you see, Adonai Yireh, just beside the Temple Mount Moriah. 17, murder of Messiah. Daniel 9:26, we learned about the exact time of his coming as prince. But then the text goes on, and after, so it means after his coming as prince, shall Messiah be cut off, and we'll have nothing. Yes, the Lord Jesus was cut off, murdered, as Messiah, who came in the correct time.